I love going to the grocery store. Those free samples. It's always a little awkward after you have the free sample. You're like, ooh, sausage. Yeah. Well, see ya. Sucker. You kind of act like you're going to get a case of it.
Well, this would be good for a party now, wouldn't it? Yeah.
Nah.
Gotcha.
When did we have to become members of all these grocery stores?
Are you a member of our secret club?
I'm just getting Doritos.
Well, that'll be $4,000. Or you can join our club.
I can't come to a lot of meetings. But I guess I'll join. I do feel guilty at checkout when they're bagging my groceries. Talk about feeling lazy. Hey, thanks for putting my groceries in my bag. Yeah, I could help, but I'll just watch. I'm exhausted from picking that crap out.
Next year you'll be able to eat again.
Bro, bro, ain't got no dough. Bro, bro, ain't got no dough.
Your cash ain't nothing but trash.
Your cash ain't nothing but trash.
You ain't got no money.
Your cash ain't nothing but trash.
But you got to eat.
Well, baby, you're crawling way past your speed.
That's why we got her, Jill Cataldo, the bargain babe, the coupon queen, spends about $65 a week on food and supplies for a family of five. How does she do it? Don't worry about it, boys and girls. You're going to learn how she does it, and it's going to be easy. It's not going to be hard. You don't have to worry about cutting things out and this and that. Just go to JillCataldo.com, CATALDO.com, JillCataldo.com, and or go to one of her classes that was raided by the police recently.
That's true. We were busted for disturbing the peace at a coupon class.
Last week, I asked Jill, the grocery babe, she's going to give you some deals here in a minute. I asked her, I said, hey, why don't you take some of these people with you and show them how to shop? And she can't because there's too many people.
That's true. I'm teaching on average about 500 people a week in my coupon classes right now.
And you started with what, Jill?
Well, the first class, we actually had 162. So it started off with a bang, and it's just gone that way every week.
I really believe people thought that maybe in the back of their head, you know, they read bad news and they hear bad news is a-coming and the economy's horrible. I think everybody kind of thought, yeah, that's a story. That's a good story, but that's going to go away.
I think so, and they thought they'd ride it out. But then, you know, you hear about this and people go, well, can I really do this? Yeah, you can. And I've been a very busy girl, basically. I do this 3 or 4 nights a week now.
Because people got to find a way to save some money and people got to eat.
That's true.
Right. Let's see what's on the grocery list today, because most of it I don't like. Spam and whatever else you had last week, a Pop-Tart and something else.
I didn't have spam, but you told me you wanted spam.
Oh, I do want spam, yes.
Well, it's not on sale this week, but a lot of other stuff is.
Yeah.
Starting off at Jewel, they have a great deal going on Culinary Circle Gourmet Rising Crust Pizza. These are really great pizzas. They're not like your typical cardboard pizza.
Hold on a minute there, meth queen. Hold on a second. What are they? What are they called?
Culinary Circle Rising Crust Pizza.
Culinary Circle. I've never even heard of that frozen pizza.
That is a gourmet brand. It's an upscale brand. It's
right.
Good.
Why? What differentiates a upscale brand pizza from just a regular
versus
old Tombstone?
Like, yes, Tombstone or Jack's or one of the flatter, cheaper pizzas.
Yes.
You're going to get a good pizza for cheap. Over at Jewel, they're on sale for $3.99 each, but when you buy one, they also give you a free 2 liter of Dr. Pepper. Of course, we're going to sweeten this with coupons. If you go to my blog at JillCataldo.com, I have a link for a printable coupon for $1 off. So you're going to get a pizza and a 2 liter pop for $2.99.
All right. But you didn't answer my question. What makes a if you had to pick a best frozen pizza without that one you just mentioned, whatever that one was called, if you don't have, if you had to pick one frozen pizza?
Probably the DiGiorno, but this is really similar to that. It's almost like a delivery pizza.
I'm trying to think of what, a frozen pizza.
I'm going to go with Home Run.
Home Run.
Oh, they're good too. And Reggio's is another good one. Oh, they're good.
And you can get Home Run in any grocery store, right?
You can. That's true. But probably not for this price.
Well, yeah, this price is $2.99 plus
soda.
Mm-hmm. Right?
So that's cheap. Yeah, that's exactly right.
Culinary Circle. Well, I don't know. What's another pizza that's free? Tombstone is not. Tombstone is only when you're liquored up in Wisconsin.
Yeah, that's a bar pizza. Yeah.
That's a bar. Exactly right. Just, you guys want something to eat? Yeah, what do you got? Tombstone? All right, put that one in then. I guess that's all you got. But if you had to choose one, Kent would go with Home Run in.
Yep.
And Jill would go with what?
DiGiorno.
DiGiorno. And you, ladies and gentlemen, are going with Culinary Circle Gourmet Rising Crust Pizza. Because it's cheap at Jewel.
That's exactly right.
All right, what else?
Still at Jewel, they also have Totino's Pizza Rolls are on sale for $1 a box. And there's printable coupons out for this, too. With 50 cent off, you're going to get them for 50 cents a box.
Pizza roll. That's just a little roll of pizza with stuff stuffed into it.
That's correct. Mm-hmm. There you go.
Why do we want that and the culinary pizza?
Well, it's like a snack, I guess, you know.
Well, a snack before you eat the culinary pizza?
Here's some pizza before you have pizza.
Yeah, here you go. What do you got for hors d'oeuvres? Well, we got pizza. And what's for dinner? Pizza. Oh, great.
Breakfast? Pizza.
Yeah, pizza. Actually, you could pretty much survive on pizza. It's got everything you need. All the food groups are in it.
There you go.
You got bread. Mm-hmm. Is that a food group?
Well, grains, sure. Mm-hmm.
Okay, you've got cheese.
Mm-hmm.
You could put dairy. You could throw some salad on it if you want, or some tomatoes.
We got
tomatoes.
The tomato sauce. So there's your vegetable.
Yeah. I guess you've got everything you need in it.
Yeah. And meat.
The world will survive on pizzas then. There we go. So you got Totino's pizza rolls. That seems like, I thought those things were out of date.
No, they're still
around. Cheap.
Yeah, that's what I believe. You know, these Totino's pizza rolls, I bet they've been in that Jewel for like a year.
They're probably, honestly, when we see them at this price after Super Bowl, it's because they've got overstock from the game.
Right.
That's kind of a pregame snack.
Everybody, raise your hand if you have Totino's pizza rolls at your party. Are you actually going to tell me tater tots are on sale?
No, not this week.
Remember tater tots?
Mm-hmm.
They still make tater tots?
Yeah, they do.
Tater tots. You put them in the round balls.
Mm-hmm.
This is what my mom would make. Tater tots and fish sticks. Thanks, Mom, for the breading. Keep up the good work.
The Shamrock Club across the street from the Mart has supreme tater tots.
Tater tots?
Gourmet tater tots. The best tater tots I've ever had in my life.
What makes them gourmet tater tots?
Oh, they're just perfect. They're crunchy on the outside and soft on the inside. Perfect.
Guy Bauer for Tater Tots
Shamrock
at Shamrock's.
Yep.
You're
really?
Never too old for tater tots.
You're never too old for a tater tot. I've never heard, do they call them tater tots at Shamrock's?
Yeah.
They do.
There's also the Schoolyard.
Where's that?
I believe it's in Lakeview. They have like gourmet tater tots there.
You said that again. Now, why do you keep calling them gourmet tater tots?
Because they're the ones at the Schoolyard are like actually gourmet.
The Schoolyard. That sounds kind of fishy to me. You're going to
a
Schoolyard looking for tater tots. Oh, the Schoolyard bar. All right.
Yeah, that does kind of sound.
That doesn't sound right.
No.
You kids got any tater tots?
Tots are awesome, man. Oh, yeah. And Oprah.
You better keep saying
Oprah.
Tater tots when you're talking about a Schoolyard, not tots.
On Oprah, they say tots are better than french fries, too. Better for them.
on Oprah.
She yes. would know.
Okay, let's figure this out. Why is a round version of a potato better for you than a, because it's not fried, it's baked. That's
it's
what I'm
going
to answer. Yeah,
correct.
That's the answer to that one. All right.
No, they're fried.
No, tater tots are not fried.
Yeah, Jill, you prepare them that you do bake them at home.
At home?
I don't know how your bar is doing it, but they
so
are.
At Shamrock's
baked.
Bar, they're not taking the tater tots and frying them.
Yeah, no, they are frying them.
No, they
they're
don't.
Fried to perfection.
No, you
they're
don't.
Not baked. I could tell the difference between fried and baked.
All right. Tater tots, if you want to get some, you can go to Shamrock's Bar across the street here from the Merchandise Mart.
And the Schoolyard.
And through this, and Guy's Schoolyard.
He hands them out at the school.
Yeah, that's right. You want some tater tots? That man handed me a tater tot. All right, and tater tots are also on sale. Well, they're not on sale. Totino's pizza rolls are on sale.
That's right. Although tater tots are typically pretty cheap anyway.
Yes. Tater, if you're surviving on tater tots, you know you're hit the bottom. Hello, Susie.
Hey, this is Susie from Elgin. How are you?
Susie from Elgin on the line joining us on the Bargain Bay.
Tater tots have made a huge comeback in Elgin. They've got them down at the Dutch Inn, where Chef Sean makes homemade tater tots. They've also got them at the new Douglas Avenue Sports Bar and Grill. They've also got them up at Emmett's in East Dundee. They're phenomenal. Good and good for you.
Tater tots are making a comeback, according to Susie, as part of the Jill Cataldo Bargain Babe segment. And now back to Jill, the grocery queen.
Well, maybe this one will appeal to the Wisconsinite in you a little more. Johnsonville Rots are on sale at Jewel. They are $3 a pack, but on the blog, I've got a $5 off 3 coupon. That's going to bring them down to $1.33 a pack. Johnsonville Brats.
Yeah, that's good.
That's good, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay, well, to go with that, Jewel also has Wild Harvest Organic Mustard, $1.50. And on the blog, again, JewelCatella.com, I have a dollar off printable coupon. So you're going to get the mustard to go with those brats for just 50 cents.
There we go. We've got right now, here's what we've got at our dinner table so far. We've got pizza rolls, brats, and mustard.
Does it come with free health insurance?
And a defibrillator.
Well, you know what I do this. It's not always what goes together as a meal. I believe you just asked me reportedly.
I didn't ask you to. No, you're right, Jill. I did not, in your defense, I did not ask you to bake anything, right?
No, you just said tell us what's cheap at the grocery store.
That's right.
So
you buy in bulk and then you eat it over time.
You do what
correct.
You want to do with
that's
it.
That's actually very true.
You can do whatever you want with it. I don't care. As long as it's cheap.
As long as it's
what if you were only able to survive on mustard? That's all you could do. Get the Wild Harvest Organic Mustard for 50 cents as you all. What's for dinner, Papa? Mustard.
Mm.
Mm-mm.
Sometimes it's going to happen. I'm telling you
right
now.
Just add water and call it soup.
You can do it anything. You're right. You could have mustard on the side to put on top of your Totino's pizza rolls when they run out. You can eat the box. You're not going to notice the difference. And then you could have soup, mustard soup.
That's right.
We're making food for you here, people. You better write these down. These are great ideas.
Mustard soup.
Yeah.
Yum.
Hello, Papa. Are we having mustard soup again?
Yep.
Yes, Timmy. It's time for mustard soup. What about the Totino's pizza rolls? Are they gone? Yes, we ran out of them. Timmy, your mother ate the last one. Oh, my God. I'm going back to the schoolyard where Guy Bauer is giving out tater tots. I'll bring back 10 or 20 of those. What else is available?
Over at Meijer, they have 15-ounce cans of Dinty Moore beef stew. Now, this isn't spam, but you're kind of on that quality of meal here.
Yeah, we're heading down a real
bad. We really are.
Are we doing this for hobos? Is this segment for us? It's called Segment for Hobos.
This is really cheap, though. It's 99 cents. And there's a 55-cent coupon out from the paper. So you're going to get it for 44 cents a can. You're really hard up.
Even a hobo can afford this meal. That's right. What's for dinner? Dinty Moore beef stew out of the can.
That's right.
Out of the can over a Sterno heater.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like in Scouts when you'd cook them over that coffee can heater that you'd make camping. You know?
Yeah, it's like when you're in the Army. You're later, you know, those World War II movies where they're all eating their beans before they go to war. Yeah, the Nazis are coming in tomorrow. Let's get some beans in us. You know what I mean? Where they all sit around. By the way, that always looks so good to me.
Mm-hmm.
They're sitting around a fire. They got a can of beans opened up, and they're all spooning it in. Yeah, well, hey, man. What about Satchel, man? He's going to get shrapnel in his eye tomorrow or something. Whatever they talk about around the fire. Bill, well, who is this? Line 5. What is your name?
Pete.
Hello, Petey. What do you want?
Not too much. Just wanted to tell you guys that you rock. The first time I've gotten in, called you guys a bunch.
Oh, Pete, you know why? I wanted to call you. I didn't. I'm sorry. I was going to call you over the weekend to tell you that you rock.
Couldn't get through.
Yes, I try to call each and every listener I can over the weekend, let them know thank you for listening. I love you. It's fantastic that you've been with us, and we want to continue our relationship.
All right. Sounds great.
All right, Pete. You have a good day. Sorry I didn't call you.
Well, I was actually going to say my girlfriend used to eat mustard and cheese sandwiches while she was working, because that's all they used to have at the refrigerator that she worked at.
Wait a minute. That's not too bad, Pete. Wait a minute. Mustard and cheese? Yeah, you're really just leaving out the turkey or the ham or the meat.
Right, yeah. It's like opposite of Atkins.
The anti-Atkins.
Anti-Atkins. That's the Chet Atkins diet. You eat it, you end up looking like a guitar case. All right, Petey, will you tell your girlfriend I said hi?
It will do.
I saw her Friday night, man. She is so sweet, isn't she?
Sure is.
She rocks my world, I'll tell you that. Thank you, Petey.
Yep.
All right, there's Pete right there. What's Doug, what do you got?
I was at Jewel this morning, and Calcan's on sale for 44 cents a can.
Calcan. Now, isn't that the cheapest dog food a man can buy, Calcan?
Yes, I believe it is.
It is dog food, isn't it?
Oh, yes.
Calcan. That's
and protein.
Yeah, in case you're taking some food over to Grandma.
In the right hands, it can be very tasty.
Grandma loves Calcan. I'm telling you.
A little salt and pepper and mustard.
And a little mustard. Grandma, what are we having? Ooh, we're having Calcan souffle and Totino's pizza roll. Not the roll, just the box they came in. And the mustard soup that Ken Foss brought over just an hour ago. Before he rifled through my dresser and took my change. Which is what Ken does on the weekends.
Yeah.
Wow. What is that you're showing me on there? What is that?
It's their website, just so you know.
Who's there?
Schoolyard.
Go back to all those women on that. Holy
yeah,
man.
Right?
Look at the babes in that bar. Where's the Schoolyard bar?
3258 North Southport. Southport and School. That's where they get there.
Okay. They got a picture on the website of the Schoolyard. Look at all the babes in that bar. You know that's all doctored up. You go in there, guy who goes on the website, sees those babes, think he's going to find them.
Well, think about it. You see babes on the website, but who goes there? People like me.
Yeah, you're
so
not.
You go there and you see me.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
My caliber.
Yeah, yikes.
But you're on the website and you're looking, you think, wow, look at the Schoolyard. Look at all the babes over there at Southport School. Man, look at the babe. Every one of them's a babe. And then you go there and there's this guy at the bar eating tater tots.
Pretty much.
Alone. A shot of whiskey next to him. I don't know why teeter tots are so expensive now. But that looks like a good bar. But how about the one picture? There's a picture on there, Joe, of a giant, a bowl-like, like a fish bowl of margaritas.
Oh, wow.
And it shows all the guys in there and the sharing of margarita. If I ever share a margarita with a guy in a straw, you can come over here and kick me right in the eye.
That's another one of those unrealistic pictures like all the babes. You know?
No, I'm serious. This shows five guys like wearing Cubs jerseys or whatever, and they're all sipping out of the same margarita glass at the stockyard.
Well, they're wearing Cubs jerseys, right?
There you go. No, don't even call Sox fans. I already know. That's because you just said it, because they're wearing Cubs jerseys. The schoolyard. Get that picture. Listen, if you want to have people go into that bar, you better get that picture off your website right now. Five guys drinking out of a margarita glass with straws. That's embarrassing.
Where are you hanging, guy?
Yeah, what kind of bar do you go to?
Everyone seems so friendly.
Yeah, they're all so friendly. All the guys.
They're always patting me on the shoulder.
Oh, if I look and I'm looking closer at the picture, it's not guys in Cubs jersey. It's the actual Cubs. Oh, there we go. Yeah, there's five of the Cubs there. There we are. Unbelievable. Hello, Dave.
Hey, Johnny. Hey, is this the munchie list for Michael Phelps' party? Tater tots, pizza rolls, pizza, mustard.
Man. Michael Phelps' party.
Phelps is coming over this weekend. Let's stock up.
Yeah.
Way to go.
This is the Phelps list.
I'm going to go grab my bong now.
I'm glad Dave's here now. Nice call.
Tabloid published a picture of Olympic swimmer Michael Phelps at a party taking a huge hit from a bong. I think there's an important lesson to be learned here. Kids, never share your pot with someone who has the lung capacity of a dolphin.
That's right. That is not a good idea. Jill.
Oh, yes.
Jill Cataldo, the Bargain Babe, giving us some great ideas for your next pot party. Thank you so much.
You know, I didn't think of that theme when I was writing this up, but I think you're right. You hit something there.
People going, hey, man, that is the best segment, man. The munchy segment. Munchy Mama. It's Jill Cataldo, the Munchy Mama. Mary, you're on the line. What do you need?
Hi, Johnny. I just want to say, first of all, I love listening to Jill. But when you make your Dinty Moore beef stew, add some red wine to it. It tastes really good that way.
Hold on. Dinty Moore beef stew, just how much wine, Mary? You're talking about a bottle?
Bucket.
No, not, bucket. Not the whole bottle. No, you just add, like, you know, just enough to, you know, so it's not real soupy. But actually, it's pretty good that way. It's kind of homemade.
What is in Dinty Moore beef stew? Is that carrots?
Probably a lot of crap, yeah.
Thank you. Thank you for spokesman for Dinty Moore, Mary, on the
line.
Yeah,
that's on the label.
Yeah. You look at the label, just a bunch of crap, add wine. There's just a bunch of crap in here. Add your own wine.
The more wine you add, the better it tastes.
Yes, absolutely. I think that is the case with anything. If you go to a restaurant or whatever, get really liquored up before you sit down to eat, and then everything's good. Even the bread basket's enough for you. Hello, Billy Boy.
Hello there, Johnny.
What do you need?
I've got a tater tot special that we have on my menu at my restaurant.
What's the name of your restaurant, Bill?
Cooker's Restaurant in Barrington.
Oh, Cooker's Restaurant in Barrington. What do you specialize in there? You said tater tots?
Well, that's one of our fiesta items right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's a party for your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
We top our tater tots after we deep fry them, of course,
mm-hmm.
with cheddar cheese, sour cream, bacon bits, and if you'd like, some sliced jalapenos.
Oh, that sounds good, Bill.
It's awesome.
And what's it called again?
Fiesta Tots.
The Fiesta Tots available now at Cooker's Restaurant in Barrington.
You're the man.
How much do they cost, Bill?
About $3.
For one tater tot?
For about 24 of them.
All right. There you go, Billy. What else is on the menu today?
It's the Recession Buster menu today. $1.09.
$1.09 for what?
Well, we got burgers, hot dogs, small orders of fries, small order of rings, shakes, drinks, soup.
Well, there you go. Go to Cooker's Restaurant in Barrington. Bill will make a deal with you for $1.09 on anything. Tater tots are $27. All right. Thank you, Bill. Good luck to you on that. And I'm going to Denny's to get my Grand Slam.
That's exactly what I was going to touch on. You know, you guys were talking about that earlier. Denny's is offering free Grand Slam from, well, started at 6 till 2 in the afternoon.
How does that work now?
Well, you just show up and get it. It's totally free.
Wait a second. Guy, will you dial a Denny's, please? I want to see how this works. Because you can't just go in and get it.
Well, there's a bonus with this, too, of course. There's coupons involved. If you go, not only are you getting free breakfast, they're going to give you a coupon book, which has coupons for more free meals and half-off meals. The other part of this, Johnny, if you can't make it today, you can stop in and pick up a rain check and go eat the breakfast later.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Now, they have to go. It, no matter what happens, anyone anywhere in America can have a free Grand Slam breakfast today.
That's correct.
Just wait a second. Hold on a minute. Jill Cataldo, jillcataldo.com for info on this. She also teaches classes that turn into raucous parties. Schools you on how to get the best out of your shopping. She feeds her family who is starving to death.
No, they're not.
On $65 a week, one kid eats on Thursday, one kid eats on Tuesday. And they go through the garbage of their neighbors there in Huntley. And they look for your leftovers. And then she comes and pretends that she's eating right.
We're eating very well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let me see that to the kids with the rickets.
Well, I'm taking them to Denny's later.
Your kids have rickets.
They do not. They see the sun. Come on.
Rickets. What do you get when you have no food other than hungry?
Well, isn't that Thank you for calling Denny's of Oak Park. This is Sandra. Is this
Sandra, how you doing?
Lying to the dough.
What?
Lying to the dough.
Are you lying to the door at the Denny's in Oak Park right now?
Uh-huh.
So if you come in right now and ask for a Grand Slam, you will serve a Grand Slam and there will be no charge, no tax, no tip, no nothing.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I would tip you, but I'm saying most people probably don't tip you.
Right.
Do they tip you?
Yeah, they tip.
Yeah, are the tips been good for free food?
I don't know. I don't know that because I'm just the host.
You're the host?
Mm-hmm.
Hostess. The hostess.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay, so there's a line all the way around the block or all the way out the door?
All the way around this, where I can see.
Okay, so I want to be clear on this. What was your name again?
Sandra.
You go in. I say I want a Grand Slam breakfast. That's what's on the plate.
Two pancakes, two eggs, two bacon, and two sausages. That's it.
Any way I want them. Scrambled, fried, over easy.
Whatever you like, honey.
Any way I want them, baby.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to make them up, and I can leave you the customary quarter tip.
Right.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
All right. I'm going to give her a shiny quarter. Tell you, thank you. It looks like my mom would leave. I hope this is enough. Mom, they haven't used change in this country in 10 years. Oh, look, I've got a shiny quarter. I think she'll be happy. Mom, give me the check, please. Don't even think about this. Come on. All right, so there you go. They're outside the door for Denny's. Tom, where are you?
Yeah, I'm in Willowbrook, down by your old house.
I don't live in Willowbrook. I used to live in Burr Ridge.
Well, I live in Burr Ridge, too, but I was just starting to pass it. I was going to pull in a parking lot. There's no way. You ain't getting in there.
Or you want to bet?
Unless you're going to wait about 2 hours.
Oh, I'm not waiting in any line, Tom. I got a Denny's gold card.
Yeah, I was just about to say that.
I got a gold card, Tommy. That's right. I don't need that. I just flash that thing and walk right past the line. I got a VIP Denny's card for Johnny B. That's how I roll. All right, Jill, we've got Totino's pizza rolls. We got the Michael Phelps brats, the Harvest Organic Mustard for soup, Diddy Moore beef stew, a Grand Slam breakfast, 6-2 at Denny's. What else we got?
That is really it for today. It's time to check out. I'm Jill Cataldo. Visit JillCataldo.com for more deals.
There you go. The bargain bin.
Coupon queen. Smartest shopper I've ever seen.
Seriously, it's very easy. Just go to JillCataldo.com like she says. Easy.
Coupon queen.
Look at it. Write it down.
Milk
and go buy
cereal,
some cheap food.
Or even greens.
I'm going to get me some tater tots because I love potatoes. I love to eat them. I love to smell them. I love to cook them. I love potato. One, two, three.
I really like to eat potatoes. Really like to eat potatoes. I really like to eat. I really like to eat potatoes. Really like to eat potatoes. I really like to.
I really like to eat potatoes.
I really
do
like to eat potatoes. Mmm. I really.
I love potatoes. I do love them.
It's the Jonathan Brandmeier Show.
Johnny B.
Johnny B.
Now on 97.9
The Loop.